I'm Julie Boeheim, and I'm proud to be part of the Upstate Women's Health Network. I've honestly never felt better than I do right now in my life. And I think it's the changes that I'm making in my life. As a mom, I'm the one that makes and schedules those doctor's appointments for our three kids. And, you know, I'm religious about it and don't ever want to be late or past a year. And so if I do it for them and I feel that way about their health, what about mine? You know, and I need to lead by example, and it's important for them to hear. Where are you going, Mom? Well, I have a doctor's appointment. You know, and that's just such a great thing for them to know that, hey, I'm taking care of me too.
You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, if you're like Julie Boeheim and many other busy women, you're always taking care of others and not focusing enough on yourself, especially on your health. Well, here with a new way to take care of your health are Kathy Patrick, a program coordinator for Upstate Women's Health Network, and Lynn Shepherd Scott, the director for the Women's Health Network and Ambulatory Services at Upstate Medical University. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda.
So tell me, Kathy or Lynn, what is the Women's Health Network?
The Women's Health Network is a network of upstate services that we can provide to women that includes educational component where women can learn more about their health or the health of family members. It also includes opportunities for women to get together to share information about what's going on and certainly have access to all of upstate's specialty services and specialty providers that we have.
Why is this so important, or why is this being offered now?
I think that the points made about how women are not necessarily taking care of themselves is something that resonates with an awful lot of women. And so sometimes it is difficult to identify where you need to go for services, who is the right specialist that you need to see. And so what we've put together at Upstate is we've put together this network of services and where we have a nurse who can help guide you to identify who the appropriate specialist provider is that you may need. And also we are offering lots of educational opportunities so you can learn more about your health, learn more about what you can do to keep yourself healthy, keep your family members healthy.
So it sounds to me, Kathy, like this is an opportunity to empower women in a way, to provide the educational component as well as access, better access. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. What's your concept there?
Like Lynn said, the myriad of services that are available and the need for services that exists right now. You know, we live in a time where there's this ever-aging population of women, so the need of healthcare services from your young adolescent years through your lifespan into your mature elder years is growing. The chronic disease states that people are living with on a daily basis are bigger than they have ever been. And so trying to work your way through a system that is large, our nurse liaison can take you by the hand and she can personally walk you through the steps to find the specialist that you might need, to help make those appointments that you might need, to help make the appointments sometimes back-to-back that women might require. So making access throughout the system easier.
Yeah,
that's the name of the game.
It sounds like a critical concept these mm-hmm. days, especially as you said, with women aging, you know, thank God, you know, living longer and longer, their needs continue to grow. And the other unique thing I think we need to say, and Lynn, you would agree, I'm sure, women's needs are different than men's.
They are different from men's, and as everyone seems to know, we've done an awful lot of research in terms of men's healthcare services, but the women's research is slow, but it is coming. We have specialists at Upstate that understand how women's health needs to be addressed, and I think putting people in touch with those specialists when they need that service is important. Also, our educational mission at the university is to provide education to the public. And so we want to make sure that that information is available to more people. and the Women's Health Network will help facilitate that.
We're going to get a little bit more into the details of how it works, but tell me some of the services, the kinds of things that people can access.
Well, we have, there's the traditional women's healthcare services, the obstetrics, the gynecology. There are also breast care, women's imaging. But women are far more than just that. They have cardiac issues. They have urological issues, women's bone and joint health. There are rheumatology, gastroenterology, surgical specialties. Upstate is a provider that can provide all of those services, all of those specialty services that women may need. We're not trying to, we're not promoting primary care. We want to work hand in hand with a woman's primary care provider, but we can provide those specialty services when they need that, communicate back to the primary care provider to help improve the quality of care for that woman.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and I'm here with Lynn Shepherd Scott and Kathy Patrick from Upstate's Women's Health Network. And we're talking about this new program of coordinated access to women's health specialists. So, you know, Lynn just laid out some of the areas. Let's get into a little bit more of how does this work? I mean, you mentioned primary care. So I have a primary care physician, let's say, and I'm being cared for in this kind of general way, and then a particular issue comes up in my life. So how does the Women's Health Network coordinate along with the primary care physician to get these specialty services?
If we take an example, maybe I'm a woman who has gone to my primary care doctor, and I'm in my 50s or 60s, and I have identified a lump in my breast, for example. My doctor says to me, I think we need to look into this a little bit further. I'm going to refer you for some tests. As that woman, hearing that news, you know, it takes my breath away first, and then I have to figure out, okay, now what am I going to do about it? If I call that phone number for the Women's Health Network, 464-2756. I reach on the other end of the line, Melissa, who's the nurse liaison for the Women's Health Network. And I say to Melissa, I need help trying to figure out what are my next steps? Where do I get in? So Melissa says, well, I think the first place that we need to start is with your diagnostic testing. And so she'll help me get my appointment scheduled for my mammogram or whatever it is that the test is that my doctor has ordered, helps me get those scheduled. And then from that point again, if I need further testing, she'll walk me through whatever the steps are and how I get there.
But what I need some clarity on, Lynn, is this: how does it work with the primary care physician who's been taking care of you? How does it work in a coordinated fashion?
Oh, Upstate's not trying to take the place of any of the primary care providers. We work hand in hand with those providers to try and ensure that the specialty care that their patients need is provided in the most efficient and effective manner. Our providers, as part of the Women's Health Network, are committed to communicating back to the primary care provider, the referring provider, so that they get the information they need to ensure that the patient receives the care that they need and the coordination that they need. So we would communicate back to them and work hand in hand with them.
Tell me more about the nurse liaison. Are these registered nurses, and are they specifically trained to triage and to figure out all of the issues, Kathy?
She is, actually. She has a master's degree and is a women's health specialty nurse with many years of phone triage, actually, at her disposal. One of the other points that I would like to add also that she is very skilled at is not only helping the woman who calls looking for services, but she also is really exceptional at fielding calls from providers who are looking to get their patients in for specialty services and maybe are not aware of where those services are or who might be available to see their patients.
That makes a lot of sense to me, too, because it would seem that if you were being cared for, by a primary care physician, they would want to help be, you know, kind of help you navigate. A good primary care physician would want to help you navigate that world of the specialty services. And clearly, if the nurse liaison from upstate facilitates that, that would be a boon, I'm sure, to many primary care doctors as well.
A primary care provider's office could make one phone call and make 5 appointments for their patient. It's a time saver for them. They know that it is coordinated. And we also know that we also work very hard to work to ensure that it's convenient for the patient. So we all know that everyone is busy trying to fit a doctor's appointment into all of your other responsibilities, whether it's work, children, home responsibilities, is difficult. So having someone work to try and ensure that they're coordinated to make it as efficient as possible for you, that is also a benefit to both the patient and the provider.
So do you become a member of this? I mean, and if so, what does it mean to be a member of the Women's Health Network?
We are encouraging people to become members of the Women's Health Network because by becoming a member, and they can just sign up online, they could sign up by calling our nurse liaison.
And it's free of charge.
It's absolutely free of charge. What becoming a member does is it provides you access to information that we will send out to the members. So when we have educational events, you'll receive emails letting you know about those events, and some of them have capacity issues. So if you know early, you can sign up and get in, and you won't be closed out of those educational sessions. We're also expanding some of the events that we'll have, where we'll have some fun events, because it's not all about just sitting for a lecture. It's really learning about your health, talking with others, getting the support that other women can provide you as you're going through your life's journey.
And all women are invited to join? And what's the youngest age and what's the oldest age, if there is one?
All women are invited to join. Right now, I think our youngest member is 14, and our oldest member, I believe, is 94. So we have a nice age range.
It's quite a range. It also strikes me as something earlier that you mentioned, Lynn, when you talked about, and we all have been talking about, that women have very often unique health needs. Even in something like cardiology, we've often had, most recently, done some interviews on this show where we've talked to specialists about the very unique nature of women's cardiologic needs, for example. So having someone who's really specializes and well-versed in that subset, for example, is really important. And what you're saying is you have those specialists at their...
Well, as an academic medical institution, we have an awful lot of specialists in any number of categories, but we have specialists who are doing research regarding women's health issues. Research will be a component of the Women's Health Network. We're rolling this out now, so we haven't gotten there, but we have identified a number of people who are doing research in these areas. And so we're able to bring that expertise, whether it's through a talk where women can ask questions of the doctors, or whether it's making a referral for a clinical appointment. Those are resources that are available to this community.
Yeah, and I'd like to underscore what you said also, both Kathy and Lynn, about the educational piece of this whole thing, because there's so much information out there and so much misinformation out there about what we need to do for our health, both men and women. And the fact that you'll be providing very, you know, credible, important, and really cutting-edge information to women about their health is really another very important benefit, I would think, to the whole thing. So women who are healthy and also those who have severe illnesses as well can be a part of it?
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. People can get information about joining. I see we have a number, 464-2756, and also a website, which is, Kathy?
upstate.edu/women.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. My guests have been Kathy Patrick, Program Coordinator for Upstate Women's Health Network, and Lynn Shepherd Scott, the Director for the Women's Health Network and Ambulatory Services at Upstate Medical University. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.